You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, at The Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show. Here on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm excited to share a wonderful guest with you tonight. I have just a wonderful person lined up. You are just going to love this show. You're not going to want to miss it. So stick around. I will introduce her in just a bit. But first, I wanted to remind you about a special offer that I had shared with you last week. Now, you know, I've talked about this before. My definition of a holistic entrepreneur is, it's really your mindset. You see the person that you're working with as a whole being. There's something more than just the physical body. You come from that heart-centered place as you do your work. Seeing the wholeness of a person as you do business is really a philosophy, more than what you do for a living or what your credentials are. So perhaps this is you. Maybe you're on the journey or thinking about going on the journey of becoming a holistic entrepreneur, and you have lots of questions. There are so many choice points. It can be overwhelming. I know, I've been there. I want to offer you an opportunity to connect with me for a free 15-minute strategy session so that you can gain clarity about your path and the next steps to take. You can connect with me on my main website, which is simply my name, BonnieGressel.com. Let me spell that for you. It's BonnieGressel.com. And we can set up a time from there. So you can use this consultation to quick start your journey or give your journey a jump start if you need that and you're already on the path. To be able to commit undivided attention to you, I've dedicated only 5 slots each month. And when they're booked, they're gone. But, yay, this is a new month, so there are still 5 slots open this month because we just started May. Now, I always allow a little extra time in my schedule, so if we need more than 15 minutes, no worries, that's fine. We'll just kind of see how the conversation goes. Because my goal is to have you leave with clarity and focus as you take your next step into your entrepreneur journey. I also want to remind you to join me in the community that I've built for us on Facebook. It's a Facebook page called Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio. And this is another place where we can interact. Now, Anna Laura Brown is going to be our guest for tonight. She's a holistic health coach. And she'll be bringing her on a little bit later in the show, like after our first commercial break. You know, I want to talk a little bit about my thoughts before Anna Laura came on the show tonight. You know, I've said this many times before, experiences in life lead us to who we've become. And you're going to hear more about that from Anna Laura when I bring her on and how she became a holistic health coach. You know, as I was thinking about Anna Laura being on the show tonight, it got me to thinking about self-care and how we're not always so good at that, myself included. You know, we take care of everyone else and make sure everything else is done. And sometimes there's really nothing left for us. We sort of collapse at the end of the day. As holistic entrepreneurs, we don't always practice what we preach. I know I struggle with that from time to time. And that's typical when you're an entrepreneur of any type. There are so many things to do, and there's only so many hours in the day. And all the things that you have to do or feel that you have to do, sometimes there's not much time left. But you know, there's a choice point here. It's a choice. We can choose to do just the important things, the things that have to be done, or we could spend a lot of time doing all this other stuff. You know, there are tons of distractions, especially when you're in business for yourself, you know, and you're working at home or wherever. You don't have to go in and punch a clock. There's all these distractions. Sometimes we don't always delegate very well. We feel like we have to do everything ourselves. Sometimes we might spend too much time in social media. You know, you can waste a lot of time looking around Facebook. You know, as good as social media is, sometimes we have to sort of, you know, just sort of put some boundaries around that. And then there's the doing for others. Many of us who are holistic entrepreneurs have a background or our basic core, we are caregivers. And it's easy to take care of everybody else first and then leave ourselves for last, if at all. Now, what I want to propose is that self-care can actually make you more productive and give you more energy so that you can get more things done. Now, please don't wait until you're sick to take care of yourself. You know, if we don't get the message that we need to take care of ourselves, if we're not really doing that, God, the universe, whatever your belief system is, will give us a little nudge, right? We'll have an illness or an accident. Something will happen that makes us stop and take care of ourselves. So now think about this. Do you care for yourself as well as you care for others, for your loved ones? Do you love and accept yourself as much as you do your loved ones? Do you count yourself as one of your loved ones? Think about it. We don't often think about that. We just think that we have to do. But self-care is just so important because otherwise we won't be here to do. So start with simple things, you know, like how you eat. I always tell people, if God made it, eat it, which is, you know, the whole foods, natural foods, not all the other stuff that man has added to foods like colors and preservatives and chemicals. Those things really aren't very good for us. And so maybe you're saying, well, but I don't have time. You know, it's just too time consuming to eat the fresh stuff. Well, do it ahead of time. I always have cut up carrots, you know, organic carrots, of course, in a bowl in the refrigerator. So I don't have to peel them. I don't have to cut them. I can just go in and have some. You know, I know a family that every Sunday, as a family, they do this as an activity. Every Sunday, they cut up all their fruits and vegetables for the week. It's their family time. And it gives the kids really good lessons in self-care, gets them involved, gets them interested in eating healthy foods. And for me, I like to have something that I can eat where I am, you know, because you don't want to be caught with a low blood sugar. So having, you know, nuts or trail mix or something like that, that's easy to put in a little bag and just have in your car or your purse or your desk or wherever. I'm a migraine sufferer, and I can trigger a migraine if I have a low blood sugar. And I know this is an issue for many migraine sufferers, but you know what? It's an issue for lots of people with lots of different issues, whether it's physical or emotional issues. If you have a low blood sugar, you just don't function as well. So find what fits for you. It may not be trail mix or nuts, but you know, find what fits for you. Balancing that blood sugar. You know, having something always that you can eat when you need to. Balance the proteins and the carbs and the fats each time you eat, if possible. It will help to stabilize that blood sugar. It also helps you to minimize cortisol, which is the stress hormone. And of course, none of us need any more of the stress hormone. You know, I could go on and on with all the self-care things. But you know what? I want you to hear it from the expert. So after our break, I'm going to bring Anna Laura Brown on. I'll introduce her and we'll start our conversation. So let's take a short break. And when we come back, I'll introduce our guest. She's going to share the lessons that she learned on her journey as a holistic nurse practitioner, as a holistic entrepreneur. So this is Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who struggle to relax, sleep well, or even lose weight? Have you ever wondered why it's so hard? If you think your brain might have something to do with it, you're right. Now you can learn how to access the powerful energy of the mind-body connection with the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, a 4-CD collection of guided meditations from holistic nurse practitioner Bonnie Gressel. You can use them all for yourself or split the individually wrapped CDs into gifts for friends and family. The Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set includes all of Bonnie's popular CDs, including Restful Sleep, Relax, Meditation for Busy People, and Weight Loss. To get your copy of the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, go to BonnieGressel.com and click the Products tab. That's BonnieGressel.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show. Now, allow me to introduce our guest for today, Anna Laura Brown. Anna Laura is a holistic health coach who specializes in helping people with allergies, including food allergies, food sensitivities, and intolerances, with asthma, digestive issues, and special diets for children with autism and sensory processing disorders. An essential oil enthusiast, she has also used essential oils to help improve her own health and the health of many others around the world. A former librarian, she launched herself into the health and wellness world after struggling for years with an unresolved health issue that Western and traditional medicine really could not solve. So please join me in welcoming Anna Laura Brown this evening. Welcome, Anna. I am so glad that you have taken the time out of your busy day to spend time with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
Great. You know, I've mentioned a little bit about this in your bio, but everyone's got a story. Everyone's got a journey. All of their life experiences kind of culminate and lead us to who we've become at this point in time. So could you share with our listeners and our community here a little bit more about your journey and what brought you to who you have become and what you do today?
Sure, absolutely. I actually grew up in a family that was pretty holistic-minded. My mom really didn't like a lot of drugs. She had us on supplements, had us drinking herbal tea, all those kinds of things. Eating fairly healthy, we had oatmeal for breakfast a lot, and she would cook things like lentil soups and pea soups, and she made homemade bread out of wheat flour and all those kinds of things. But I had pretty severe allergies that I originally thought were just seasonal allergies, but they would last a lot longer than your typical seasonal allergy. And even though, you know, I was taking these supplements, these vitamins, my mom would experiment with different things, I never could really quite figure out what was going on. And my mom had never used essential oils, so she didn't know anything about them. So that was not something that was at that point in time on our radar at all. So we kind of just had to resort to trying the different allergy drugs because I just wasn't getting any relief. And so you pretty much name the allergy drug, I've tried it. Pretty sure I've been on everything there is, both over-the-counter and prescription, when it comes to an allergy drug. And as an extension of that, I also had to occasionally use asthma inhalers. Sometimes it wouldn't be that bad, and I was able to control it with some herbal stuff, but I still had to keep an inhaler in my house, and I would periodically go through attacks and would have to use it. And as most people know that have been on asthma inhalers, not only are they not always that effective, but they just stink. Yeah. So I just, you know, started, you know, especially as I started going into a more of an adult and just my frustration with, you know, why do I need all these allergy drugs and why are they not really helping me all that much? I have to say that Claritin worked the best, and it did give me some relief, but, you know, and it was actually, ironically, I think the very last one I tried, you know. how those things go. But even then, I was still, you know, I was more reliant on it for larger portions of the year than I wanted to be, and it still wasn't really completely clearing me out. And so I just was like, you know, just frustrated by it. And for a couple of years, I just kind of gave up. I was like, well, in some ways, you know, I'm not sure this is helping, so maybe I just shouldn't even bother taking it. And I didn't really know quite what to do. And I finally started, you know, asking around to people, you know, who do you know that could, you know, help me figure out if maybe I've got a food problem. And one of the reasons I started kind of suspecting that it was my food was I actually started breaking out in rashes all over my skin. And well, I know that, you know, sometimes a lot of dermatologists will say, oh, well, you know, it's not really your food. I knew enough at that time from the nutrition and some of the other things that I had studied that, yes, what you eat can manifest through your skin. So even though at that time I didn't know as much about some of the other symptoms that I now know about, I have since discovered that what you eat can and does impact seasonal allergies, and that's actually not something that most doctors will ever tell you, because the reality is that they're just not trained to know that. And so, you know, it was manifesting through my skin. So I thought, what the heck? You know, I've got all these itches all over the place and rashes. I must have food allergies. So I started asking around and couldn't, you know, really find any real viable solution, I felt, for me. So I actually just went to Google and typed in food allergy testing Salt Lake City and tried to see what would come up. And the only result that came up that wasn't, you know, like your typical Western medicine was actually for an integrative clinic that they combine acupuncture with traditional medicine. So they have, you know, a regular MD and nurse practitioners on staff, but their goal is more what they call your functional medicine. So they run a lot of different kinds of tests that you won't get from a regular doctor, and their focus is really on food. So while they can, and herbs and things like that, so while they can give you a drug, the instances in which they would prescribe a drug would be very rare, and really only as a last resort and not as a first resort, which is what usually happens at most doctors' offices. So I went there, and they ran some different tests and discovered that I had a lot of food sensitivities and candida and some gut issues, and my score, blood score-wise, when they ran the test for gluten, gliadin, was so high that they said it's really unusual to have somebody with that high of a score who's not a celiac. And gluten had been bugging me for so long that I had really significantly cut back. I can't say I'd gone totally off it, but I cut back enough that they weren't able to actually do a scope because they wouldn't be able to get an accurate diagnosis. So while I don't know for sure that I'm a celiac, I have such severe reactions that I've had to go off it as if I were a celiac, basically. And I have noticed that from going off the gluten, that has pretty much almost eliminated my seasonal allergies.
Wow.
I still do some acupuncture, and occasionally I might have a couple days where I might need to use some essential oils to help relieve them. But for the most part, they're pretty much gone. And so basically, this led me to start looking into the health coaching and figuring out, you know, ways that I could help other people based on the journey that I had come from.
Sure. You know, our experiences often lead us to who we become, and we become experts at what affects us. So that makes perfect sense, Anna Laura. I'm anxious to hear more of your story. Now, we're going to take another short break, and when we come back, I want to hear a little bit more about your business challenges and your journey and all of those things. So this is Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back to hear more from Anna Laura.
Can your ideal clients find you when they search online for what you do? If you're like most people, you might be surprised at how weak your online presence really is. There's a lot you can do to increase your online exposure at little or no cost if you know where to look. Holistic entrepreneur coach Bonnie Gressel is an expert in helping clients enhance their online presence so they can grow their business fast. Contact Bonnie today for a free consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BonnieGroessel.com.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, at the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show, and I'm here with Anna Laura Brown, who is a holistic health coach. And we've been talking about the journeys that led her to become a health coach. And Anna Laura, I would like to get into, you know, once you decided, okay, I'm going to be a health coach because I know I can help people in a way that Western medicine, traditional medicine, really can't. I'm sure that you must have had some challenges along the way to get where you are today. You know, things like narrowing your niche, the people that you're going to serve, building a list, or how do people find you, technology, those kinds of things. What do you think was your maybe biggest challenge?
You know, I think my biggest challenge, and actually there's kind of two of them. Okay. One of them, you know, I think has been really clearly communicating to people exactly what it is that I'm offering and what I do for people and doing that in a short and concise way. So, you know, they talk about having a 30-second or 60-second commercial. And, you know, as you can probably imagine, and it's not just this way for me, it's the way for others too, that kind of time frame really doesn't let you really tell people exactly what you do.
Right.
But, you know, in the context of when you're out of networking group, you pretty much have to find a way to do the best way that you possibly can. And this leads into, you know, what I consider, you know, my other biggest challenge has been that I, in the past, you know, when I have really gotten much more clear on this and much more specific, it's almost like I got to the point that I was in the business of networking, not in the business of running my business. And so, you know, a lot of people end up wasting a lot of time on social media. And while I can't say that I have never wasted time on social media, I'm sure that I have. I have almost found that I fell into the trap of kind of the opposite thing. I live in a very, very large city where there are endless opportunities for networking. You know, whether you look at Meetup or you go through, you know, things like the Chamber, BNI Group, Corporate Alliance. And there's one I'm a member of called Biz Builders. There's, you know, all these networking meetings popping up like crazy. And if you get involved in and try to attend too many, then, you know, it can easily become a time trap, and then you aren't able to really thoroughly get to know all the people of the group. And so, you know, I found myself attending really too many meetings, then try to schedule one-on-ones with too many people. And to some degree, you know, attending meetings that I thought, you know, were helpful or where I, you know, developed fairly good relationships with a lot of the people. But the challenge is that many of those people don't know or don't have the kinds of connections that I need. So, you know, at that point, it kind of caused me to take a second look back and say, wait a minute, you know, I'm not getting paid just to go networking. I need to actually, you know, be a little bit more strategic about this and say, hey, you know, are there either people in my niche at this meeting, or do they actually know people in this niche, and will they refer them to me? And if not, then, you know, I mean, it may still be a great group. It may still be fun. I may still be friends with some of the people there, but this isn't my wisest use of time when it comes to building a business.
Yeah, so it sounds like time management was part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Time management was part of it. And, I have heard several other business owners say the same thing, that they fall into the exact same trap. It's kind of like, you know, you're at the beginning, you're getting started, you don't really have any clients to speak of, or hardly any business anyway, and, you know, everybody says, oh, go networking, you know, to get contacts and build your business. But, and it's great, but there is such a thing as too much of a good thing.
Right. Yeah, there has to be a return on that, on the time that you're investing.
Absolutely. And so, you know, I mean, there are some groups I've gone to, you know, maybe for even 6 months or more, and never really received any referrals for the ideal person I'm really looking for. So, you know, I may have gotten a few referrals or people saying, you know, well, sure, I'd like to buy some essential oils, but it's like, well, you know, I'm looking for people that are really committed to their overall health and wellness and, you know, who want to invest in a coaching program and not just buy one or two products here and there. So, you know, if I'm consistently not getting those kind of referrals from the group, then you have to take a look back and say, hey, wait a minute, maybe this isn't where I should be spending my time.
Right. So how did you, like, make your elevator speech or your core message more concise so that, you know, you could, you know, get it out there quickly? And if people wanted to know more information, then they could ask you other questions and then you could continue a conversation. But how did you get honed down to that concise piece of, look, this is what I do, or these are the kind of clients,
you know,
that I like?
It's definitely a little tricky, and I actually to this day have more than one that I use, primarily because it does depend on the group. Some groups you're given a little bit more time, whereas other groups you have less time. And I also try to take into account who is at the group, and, you know, so typically speaking, when I go out and do commercials, typically I mention gluten-free a lot because my experience has been that I'm more likely to get a referral from somebody who knows somebody who is struggling to give up gluten than I am, say, for somebody who wants to go on an elimination diet or a referral for a parent of a child with autism. I find that, generally speaking, at most groups, I don't really get those. I actually find that social media is much more effective for finding those kinds of clients. So I've gotten to the point that most of the time I will mention gluten-free unless there's some kind of another class or workshop of some sort that I'm promoting. Or, you know, I may be looking for a specific kind of connection, and then I will mention that. And I've pretty much, you know, honed in on saying, okay, you know, if I mention the gluten-free, I'm more likely to get a referral.
Yeah. Interesting. You know, and that's makes perfect sense because, you know, one of my mentors, John Lee Dumas, says niche down until it hurts. You know, when you get really specific, that's when you can attract the people that will become your clients, your potential clients, rather than trying to, you know, please everyone. So that makes perfect sense. So, you know, we're going to take another short break here, Anna Laura, but when we come back, I want to hear a little bit more about how you, you know, overcame these challenges and some ahas, some lessons that you've learned along the way, because I'm sure you've got many. So we're going to be right back. This is Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be back in just a bit.
Do you dream of building a business in which you can share your expertise and gifts with others? A business that allows you to actively pursue your passion. If you're like most people, you've put that dream on the back burner because the mountain of details is just too overwhelming. Now you can join other holistic-minded practitioners in leveraging the entrepreneur coaching services of Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie shares your belief in the power of the mind-body-spirit connection, and she has experience in growing a business from the ground up. Whether your challenges are strategic, technological, or you want to create a platform that promotes your expert status, even by publishing a book, you can achieve your dreams quicker with the help of Bonnie's individualized coaching. Contact Bonnie for a free, no-obligation consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BONNIEGROESSL.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. And I'm here with Anna Laura Brown, and we're talking about some of the challenges that she's been facing on her holistic entrepreneur journey and how she's overcoming those. And now, Anna Laura, I have a question for you about the whole networking thing and the going to meetings and all of that. How did you sort of, you know, curtail that or control the time that you spend doing that? Did you set like a time limit or a number of events that you would go to? Did you sort of give yourself some boundaries?
Yes, absolutely. I have set boundaries. A couple of the boundaries that I've created for myself is one thing that I actually have heard before, but I actually just heard it again this morning at a networking breakfast that I was at. We actually had a panel of a couple different women talking about networking, and one of the things that was suggested was that you pick just 2 to 3 networking meetings and you attend those meetings for a year. And you don't attend other meetings. In other words, you figure out which 2 or 3 you want to attend, and you attend those for an entire year. And that is something that I have done. I have, you know, really narrowed down and said, okay, you know, with the possible exception of maybe an additional meetup group, especially if it's something along the lines of more of like a social encounter or something where I can see who the members are, and a lot of the members may be different people that I don't know already. And if it happens to fit into my schedule and it's not interrupting with quality business time, then, you know, I may say, okay, you know, maybe I'll go check this out. But even then, I mean, you just, like I say, you can get carried away and just be networking all the time and not actually getting any business done. So that's the first thing that I've done. And the second thing that I've done, and actually there's really 3 things, but the second thing that I've done is that I have really specified specific times and days of the week in which I am willing to sit down and do one-on-ones with people. So in other words, I don't just allow other people that I meet at networking meetings to control my calendar, so to speak, by just letting them schedule one-on-ones whenever I happen to be available. I instead have more or less 2 days a week. For me, it's Tuesday, Thursday, when I will schedule appointments for networking conversations. And occasionally I'll make an exception if it's somebody that I feel like there's a really big synergy there, or, you know, like if I'm going to talk to a doctor about a possible partnership or something like that, and, you know, they just can't fit it in during those times on Tuesday and Thursday that I'm available. But for the most part, I pretty much make people fit it in during the days and times that I have set aside. And then the other thing that I have started doing, too, is I used to meet in person with every person that I met from a networking group. I would always do one-on-ones in person. And I have gotten to the point that I have said, okay, you know, the only time I'm going to meet in person is if you either, A, or happen to be available right before or after I'm at a networking event. We can sit there and have a chat after we're already there. Or if I have already had a phone conversation and I can see that there's, you know, real potential for us to do some business together, then I'll meet in person. Otherwise, no, we do phone and Skype even for people that live, you know, 20 minutes away from me. I just, you know, it's just faster and lets us really get more to the chase and say, okay, you know, are we really going to do business together, or are we just basically wasting time or spending hanging out trying to be friends or something?
Yeah, those are really great guidelines, Anna Laura, really great. And I know I do the same thing. I mean, when I had a physical office open and I saw patients, I would, you know, block my time, kind of like you block your time for your one-on-ones, because otherwise, you know, you'd be sitting there with, you know, for me, without a patient, I would be sitting there, okay, I don't have a patient, and then I'd have to wait till the end of the day till the next one came. It's no, I'm going to block them together. So that's great advice. So limiting how many sessions you, or how many groups you become a member of, and sticking to those groups for about a year, setting, you know, blocking the time, especially for your one-on-ones, which is really the most time consuming, and then not so much in person. I do the same thing, because it's not so much, you know, driving to the west side of town, it's just the time that it takes to drive to the west side of town, and I should be working during those times. So that's excellent advice for any of you out there, listeners, who might be struggling a little bit with how to sort of rein it in, because it can be crazy, can't it, when you're first starting?
Oh, absolutely. It can be just nuts. And I've done one-on-ones on the phone for years with people who live in other states, of course, or even other countries. I mean, I've done one-on-ones on the phone quite a bit with people from Canada. But I, you know, until recently, I was meeting in person with everybody who lived here in the local Salt Lake Valley, and then I kind of wised up and thought, oh, wait a minute, this isn't going to work too well. I'm just taking too much time.
Yeah. Yeah. So aside from what we've already talked about, are there other sort of ahas or lessons or things that you didn't really even think that you would learn along this journey that maybe would be helpful for other people who are on the path?
Well, let's face it, I'm still learning. You know? I mean, I think I always will be.
Me too.
But I think, you know, that was a big one. I think, and the other thing, too, that I do, too, that sometimes people don't do in the beginning, is I block off specific times for my consultations for potential clients. And then I also block off specific times for coaching as well. And occasionally I may deviate from that if I have somebody that just absolutely cannot fit it in at the times I have specified. But for the most part, I don't let clients or even potential clients control my calendar either.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's another great point. I mean, if you don't do that, nobody's going to do it for you. And if you're there, if you're always available – And people kind of get to know people who are always available, and then there is no boundary. There has to be a boundary. So that's true that you set that, you know, because you're the only one who can and you know, and can keep that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, wow. So how long has it taken? I'm just curious now. How long has it taken you to get to it, the point that you are now that you've like, okay, this isn't working. I have to really set some boundaries and focus my time and block time out because I'm just not finding enough hours in the day. How long did it take you to get to that point in your practice?
Oh, you know, I want to say, that's a good question. I want to say it probably took me longer than it should have. Let's put it this way.
Yeah. Well, it does for everybody. So that's, you know, that's not a surprise. I'm still working on it, and you might be as well. You know, Anna-Laura, we're going to take another short break. And when we come back, I want to hear more about some advice that you have, some words of wisdom, maybe your golden nugget to give to our listeners tonight and how they can connect with you and all that sort of thing. So this is Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back, everyone.
Writing a book and becoming a published author can be a daunting challenge. Most people don't even know where to begin such a journey, much less how to make it happen. Now you can realize your dream of seeing your book in print with help from the team at MNB Global Solutions. The husband-wife team of Mike Doplaize and Bonnie Gressel provides the individualized coaching and publishing services you need to make your book a reality. Contact Mike and Bonnie today for a free consultation at mnbglobalsolutions.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, at the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show. And I'm here tonight with Anna-Laura Brown. And she's a holistic health coach. And we've been talking about all kinds of good stuff and what she's found as sort of lessons along her holistic entrepreneur journey. Now, Anna-Laura, I would love to hear, say, you know, our listeners tonight, say they go away with just one thing. One golden nugget. If they don't remember anything else from the show tonight, what is it that you would want them to leave with tonight? What golden nugget, what lesson, what aha would you want to leave our listeners with tonight?
That's a great question. Well, in addition to what has already been said, you know, about the not allowing networking to overtake your life and your business, because it actually can, like we've already mentioned, I think the biggest key is to stay focused on one thing at a time. Mm. I know a lot of us get what's called the entrepreneur ADD, and we want to, you know, be focused on way too many things. So whether that's, you know, trying to focus on too many niches at once or too many projects, too many, you know, fill in the blank, I think you really just have to focus. Like, let me just give you a couple examples. So, for example, let's say you're trying to work on developing, you know, individual one-on-one coaching, then you decide you want to do group coaching, then you decide you want to write an ebook, then you want to do a membership site, then you want to have an online program. You know, you definitely don't want to be trying to work on and trying to promote all of these at once. So you want to get really good at one of those things first, and then transition over into working on some of the others. And there's no really one right way to decide which thing to work on first. I think part of that depends on, you know, where you're at in your business. Also depends on, I know a lot of people start their business part-time and then they're still working a job. So, you know, if you're still working a job, then you're also going to have to make adjustments based on the kind of time that you have available. So, you know, for some people, working on maybe an ebook or a membership site first might make more sense than one-on-one or group coaching, because you may be able to just sell those and have those available, and people can just buy them all the time, including while you're working or, you know, whatever else you have going on in your life. You know, I know there are some people that get started with a business and they also have kids. You know, so they have to worry about balancing schedules and needs of children and that kind of thing. So, you know, I think just not trying to do it all at once is really key.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's wonderful advice. I mean, I call it shiny object syndrome, that some people have this.
Yeah, like that too.
They see this and they have to do this, or they have to take this class to learn how to do this, or now they're exactly what you said. I think that is so common with new entrepreneurs, and it takes a while to sort of get focused. And so that's excellent advice for all of our listeners out there, whether they are just starting or thinking about their journey, or whether they're already on the journey, because you might want to take a look at, you know, how many things you've got on your plate and see if it's too much. I think that's excellent advice, Anna Laura, you know, to just stay focused. And, you know, there's all kinds of sort of debate over, you know, multitasking. Does it really exist, or can the brain just do things really quickly, one after the other? Is it truly multitasking, or is it really just that our brains are fast? So, you know, I think the focus is huge. So now, how can people, you know, get more of you? You know, how can, like, tell us a little bit more about your coaching and how they can connect with you and some of the services that you offer and all of that. Because I'm sure there's people out there who are saying, oh, I got to meet this person.
Absolutely. So the best way to connect with me is on my blog, and it's pretty simple because it's my name. So it's annalaurabrown.com, spelled AnnalauraBrown.com. And on there, I list, you know, all of the different services and things that I offer. I have an opt-in that people can join my email list, which includes a PDF of the top 10 things that I think everybody should have in their medicine cabinet to help with allergies and overall health. I also give out a free recipe book as well. So, you know, really great stuff for joining my email list. But then I, you know, I blog, and then I actually also podcast once a week as well. So the audios for that are also posted on my blog. And then I have a couple of different programs that I offer. I offer free consultations that anybody can sign up for that are on my website. And as I mentioned, I have a limited number available. Typically, scheduling varies, but typically I have room for no more than about three or four per week at the most. And sometimes I don't even have that many. So, you know, when they're gone, they're gone. And then I also offer primarily a one-on-one six-month program at this point in time, but I do also have a special 30-day program that I offer that's called 30 Days to Transition to Gluten-Free. So that's obviously designed specifically for people who are new to the gluten-free diet, or maybe have been trying to follow it but are really struggling to actually implement it.
So do you mainly focus on gluten-free, or is it really a variety of whatever's causing a person's allergies?
Yeah, it is a variety of things, although I find that the gluten-free tends to be, they'll tend to be the people that tend to come to me more frequently.
Okay. They're the ones that are really hurting.
They're ones that are really hurting, and then that, or I get people who come to me who have not really considered going gluten-free, or maybe their doctor maybe even casually mentioned it, and they go through the consultation, and then they realize that they probably need to go off it. So, you know, I do have a tendency to attract people who either already know they need to go off it, or people who need to go off it and just it didn't really ever occur to them for whatever reason.
Yeah. And there are so many people today that have gluten sensitivities. Now, that's a whole other show that we could talk about. But I want to thank you so much for sharing time with us tonight, Anna Laura, and your wisdom and your great tips. Oh, my gosh, I wrote a bunch of things down. So our listeners have really gotten a wonderful variety of good insights from you because of the journey that you've been on. So I so appreciate your time. Thank you so much. And as we say... Oh, yes. Thank you so much for being here. And as we say goodnight to Anna Laura, we're going to take another short break. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you your success secret for this week. So this is Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back, everyone. You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with Bonnie Gressel. I would love to get your feedback and discover the topics that you would like to hear about on the show. So please leave me a review or connect with me on Facebook by searching Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio. My mission is to provide valuable content so that you feel your time is well spent. Be sure to subscribe to the show and share this resource with others. Welcome back, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur. We had a wonderful guest tonight, Anna Laura Brown, and some amazing tips and insights. I'm just so thankful that she's taken time to spend with us tonight. And, you know, as I always want to close every show with what I like to call the Holistic Entrepreneur Success Secrets, because of the things that we don't always think about. And so my success secret for this week, for all of you, is to think about that whole self-care thing that I started talking about in the beginning of the show and focus on something simple. Just start noticing what and how you eat. Do you eat well? I mean, do you treat your body like a temple? Or like something I saw online the other day, do you treat your body like an amusement park, you know, where everybody throws litter on the ground and you know, there's sticky candy, you know, cotton candy stuff everywhere? Or do you treat your body with respect? You know, we might think that holistic-minded people are concerned about health and well-being, and of course we are, but we don't always do that for ourselves, and so we don't always eat well because life gets in the way and we grab something quick, or maybe we don't eat at all. And maybe we don't drink enough water. I mean, our bodies are like, what, 75 to 80% water? I always give the analogy of watering your houseplants. Most people have houseplants, and I ask them, okay, do you know what your houseplant looks like when you forget to water it for like a week or two? Well, it doesn't look so good, and our bodies are just like that, especially our brain. So make sure you drink enough water and water your brain. You know, you are what you eat. So if God made it, eat it. If he didn't, maybe you should think twice, because that's all the other stuff that man added to it. So be mindful about eating and notice how you're treating your body. That's my success secret for you for this week. Now we have another great guest next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. And, you know, it's going to be an awesome show to make your holistic entrepreneur journey a bit easier. Everyone's journey is a little bit different. And there's so much that we can learn from those who have gone before us on the same path. So I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. And don't forget about that free 15-minute strategy session that I offered at the beginning of the show. You can connect with me at BonnieGressel.com and just contact me there, or connect with me on the Facebook page, which is Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio. And we can set something up, because I really want you to be clear about what your next step should be on the holistic entrepreneur journey. So again, I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. And next week, we're going to have another great guest, and I'm excited, already excited for next week's show. So this is Bonnie Gressel at the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And I know that there are archives that are up a week or two or whatever after the shows air. And if you go to my page, which is pin posted in the Facebook page and also on the BBM network, you can see the archives that are there and listen to the previous shows. Every show I want to bring you somebody new that has had different experiences on their journey so that they can share their insights with you and make your journey a little easier. And really, that's what all this is all about. Now, if you have special questions or special interests, or gosh, Bonnie, I really want to know about this, I will also look for experts in the area that you look, that you want some information in. So let me know about that. Just put that on the Facebook page or send me a message, and I'll try to get an expert to talk about that very thing on the show. So again, thank you, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Blessings, everyone, and have a great week. Bye-bye now.
This has been The Holistic Entrepreneur with host Bonnie Gressel. Tune in each week at this time to hear how Bonnie can help make your journey to entrepreneurship an inspiration, and like her on Facebook at Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.